Hey everybody, Shane Presley here with Rock Pick Podcast to tell you about my friends over at Gaslight. Check them out over there on the corner of Kings Highway and Shaw Boulevard on the hill. For all your recording needs, you can come check them out on GaslightSTL.com. Also, get on there, book yourself a tour if you haven't been over there, and check it out. They got a lot of cool events coming up, including Leslie Sanzaro and Jeremy Siegel Moss, two friends of the show, will be over there recording on November 12th. You can come out and watch them perform in the studio and have some cold drinks and cha-cha-cha tacos next door and just have a great time. So, a full listing of events on GaslightSTL.com. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and get out and get involved. Also, this week is sponsored by Music Record Shop. They got a brand new location over there on Wash Ave next to KDHX. And you can come out there on Saturday the 12th and see Crondelet Guy live in store. And also mark your calendar for the 25th. November 25th is Black Friday. It's also Record Store Day, more importantly. And come out and support your local record stores. New records in every Friday. And you can shop online 24/7 at musicrecordshop.com. Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Support local business.
Podcast is kind of like it's like a radio show that's not on the radio. It's on the internet. Does that make sense?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's also like my mom. It makes it sound more confusing, doesn't it? It sounds like this.
Hi, I'm Langan from the Defeated County, and you're listening to Rock Paper Podcast.
Rock Paper Podcast. Rock Paper Podcast.
Everybody knows, everybody knows. You're taking baths in the sink before you shove. But the sweat and ink don't wear off. They're gonna smell it like the shit that you put off. Bar and taps and bacon names. And all the Lord gives a shit what songs you play. You're gonna do, you're gonna dump.
Shane Presley here, Rock Paper Podcast, coming to you from St. Louis, Missouri. Hanging out today with Langan Neubacher. All right.
Yeah, of
the Defeated County. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me and for coming to my house.
Yeah, I'm thrilled. I'm glad you invited me over and
But I was kind of saying a little bit, I always kind of like going to the guest. I think it helps to get a better interview where you're more comfortable at. And obviously, you, where would you be more comfortable than your own home? So, so yeah, thanks for having me over. And but yeah, I you know, we kind of been running around same kind of circle a little bit. We have a lot of mutual friends. We all this, and but we don't really. This is our first time meeting.
Yeah, in person. Yeah, I've known you on Facebook a long time.
Yeah,
social media is kind of cool for that.
For sure. Yeah, and that's a lot of how this show works for me. Is it allows me to kind of you know, I add the friend or you know, somebody that I know playing music in town, and it allows me to kind of keep an eye on show dates and stuff and try to catch a show and, and that kind of thing. But also allows me to kind of, you know, already have that networking going to where we can set it up something like this and get to know each other. So, but yeah, so anyway, this is, these podcasts are good for me to to get to know more about artists in my community here and stuff. So
they're a lot of fun. Thanks for doing them.
Yeah. So, so I've had a few of your bandmates on the show and other projects. So that's always, that was a good start to, that I already, we have a lot of those mutual friends.
I think Russ, our drummer, Simon, our bass player, and Devin, one of the other singers, have all been on.
Yeah. So I, just sat with Simon and Russ, with, Marie and the Americans. And then, of course, Devin is also with, Letter to Memphis. So, yeah, I know it's just, it's really cool to see this, as the Defeated County, like you do have a, you know, this a great group of musicians. And
oh, I'm so lucky to get to work with the people I work with. They are just geniuses, total geniuses. Yeah. And I am probably the least talented person in my band, but in a good way, because then it inspires me to like work harder to work with them. And it you know, since I do most of the songwriting, it lets me kind of focus on that more with them being so talented. And it's just, I get to work with geniuses. It's amazing.
Yeah. No, I that's got to feel good to have that kind of a supporting cast with the other.
Yeah. So. They're so cute too. Yeah. Everybody in my band is so cute.
So, I wanted to kind of go back and, like, so we can kind of get to where, how we get to Defeated County and all this stuff. But where's music get started for you? Where when do you start writing these songs and things?
Well, I've always been really, really interested in music. I didn't really start trying to play guitar and trying to, you know, write songs with an instrument and present them to people or really anything musically seriously until I was probably 21, 22, and then I was lucky to kind of move in with a bunch of musical roommates. Ellen Cook was one of my roommates, and Allie McClure now, and all of, you know, she was very they were all very artistic, and they all had a lot of friends that were artistic and played instruments, and so it very much inspired me to like pick up my own guitar and like really work on it. And I started going out and playing the open mic circus with the open mic circus. Yeah,
it sounds a lot cooler.
It does. I mean, I think it would be cool to do an open mic circus. But we started doing the open mic circuit, and then that sort of kind of evolved into Ellen and I hosting our own open mic, and then kind of getting sick of that, but meeting all these, not ever sick of my open mics totally, but just, you know, of every single week that being like the big thing we did. And just kind of, I both decided we wanted bands, and now I have the Defeated County, and my beautiful counterpart, Ellen Cook, has Endora, and it's been kind of fun. Like, I feel like I just got really lucky that I got to kind of spend my 20s growing up with musical people, and then with the people who joined my band, they've inspired me so much.
Mm-hmm. So were you always writing, and or never really thought about making a song?
I guess,
or?
I was always a writer, and I would write songs and poems and stuff, but not, since I didn't know how to play guitar, I didn't really have a way to articulate them too well.
Sure.
I wrote a lot of short stories and stuff like that when I was younger, and I wrote poems and I wrote songs, but I didn't really know how to turn them into anything until I was older. And actually, something that, like, everybody, well, my dad and I and sister and I all, like, are the type of people that, like, sing what we're doing, like, as we walk around and stuff. I'm like, I'm cleaning the kitty litter because these cats shit in the house so much.
I know the feeling. I do a lot. I mean, like, whether it's song or whistling or whatever, but I've never quite figured out how to turn that into something productive.
I got kind of lucky with playing the guitar, and, like, I had a guitar, and I just started learning from other people who played guitar around me.
Yeah. Yeah, I wrote some poem stuff, and I wrote for the school paper for a while. And I enjoyed writing, and I wrote a blog. That's actually how this podcast even got started. I wrote a blog doing, like, album review type of things, just trying to help support my musician friends. And I kind of got to the point where I got sick of writing a little bit, like, just in that format. And I was like, well, I'd rather let the music kind of speak, and that's kind of where I took it to the audio format. So kind of got to the point where with writing, it was like I didn't know enough ways to describe the music. You know, kind of get to you get tapped down on how many adjectives and how the ways you can describe a guitar solo or whatever and stuff. So
yeah, and I imagine you get burnt out on the constant requests and
That's luckily I'm not very good at writing bad stuff. I'm just a positive person, so if I didn't like it, I just wouldn't write about it.
That's nice. At the local level, I don't know how helpful bad reviews are.
Well, and that's the thing. Like, even to me, like, art is very subjective. You know, just because it's not for me doesn't mean I have the right to bash it and say it's not good, because, you know, somebody else might love it. And I don't want to deter anybody from ever checking it out because it might be your next favorite band, you know.
But Nickelback, maybe. I think they're kind of universally okay to pick on. Yeah. But for the most case, I think you're right.
So I like to, you know, like I said, I try to be supportive across the board, and, like, you know, even if it's not exactly my thing, somebody else might
check it out open-mindedly. So, that's nice. That's great.
But so anyway, I kind of got away from the writing a little bit, but I definitely it's kind of a bucket list thing for me to write and record a song, and it's a very obtainable goal, but
you'll have a lot of support when you decide to do it. Sure. You know, all these musicians and artists and stuff.
But it's definitely something that's, I've been kicking around ideas. I just don't know what I would really write about. I mean, nothing's really inspired me to pick up the pen and paper or whatever.
Yeah.
So one of these days I'll get there. But so you start writing these songs, where was the first piece of the puzzle for Defeated County? When was that all start coming together?
Well, I guess initially we started out being Lang and Neubacher and the Defeated County, but that was just too much to say.
Right.
So I dropped the Lang and Neubacher and out of the band, and then. I guess I consider our first show when we played, we actually got to open for Holly Golightly at the Firebird in, like, October of 2012. And that was, like, the first show that I would really consider us to have been playing, like, under that name with a solid, you know, a lot of the people that were in that, you know, gonna be in the band played that show, and we're about 4 years old now.
Yeah, and what, one record, one EP, and a single.
Yeah.
All right.
So we're not doing too bad.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, that's great. I mean,
we owe big props to our unfortunately soon to be former pedal steel player Glenn Burley. He recorded all of that and it's just a great recorder. If anybody ever needs a recorder, is not the title of that. He's a great producer, mixer, recording dude.
Engineer.
Yeah, that's the word we're looking for. Sound engineer.
I listened to quite a bit of the music just to prepare myself for today, and I was really, it sounded great.
I felt like our records turned out great. I mean, there's always stuff you wish you could have done better. Oh, yeah. It's always stuff you wish you could have done better, but I'm really proud of our work.
Yeah. There was one in particular that I was drawn to. Sorry. I'm trying to stay hydrated.
That's okay. That's important.
a St. Louis Love Song.
Oh,
off the new EP.
That's actually our old EP. Our first EP.
Okay,
yeah.
First EP, sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah. It's very funny to me. There's a lot of jokes, I would say, throughout the song.
Yeah.
And I just really, really relate to it because I feel like I say a lot of those same things because even just us, we haven't met,
even though we have so many of the same friends,
right. But it is kind of crazy how all of us, it happens a lot for me, where we're all in this, essentially a small town, mm-hmm. but a lot of us don't meet.
It's a great big little town, yeah. Right.
So anyway, I connected to that one a lot, and of course the whole asking where you go to high school and stuff, I'm not sure where that ever started, but it is funny that's St. Louis thing.
It's funny too because the song that boy was a little bit about didn't even go to high school. Yeah. <It's>
was it a crush, I guess, or something at the time, or
this was forever ago. Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that's who kind of inspired some of that, though.
Some of it, and then some of it was just the joke of you're always checking somebody out, but then they dated all my friends. I can't date that person. And and we just have so many, you were saying, weird little St. Louis things here.
Right.
It's funny. I we don't really play that song anymore. It's a good song, but it's so old. It's funny thinking about it.
I thought it was great. And I thought, it was just fun. There is a trend kind of going lately. And you're saying, that's an older song for you. But for me, it has been really cool to hear how many of these St. Louis songs are coming out right now. There's a lot of people talking about our hometown and things, and it's just exciting. One in particular, one of my favorites is, of course, Emily Wallace and Sleepy Rubies with their South City
anthem. Yeah, that's a great song. Oh, and such nice people.
For sure. Yeah.
Such nice people. We're a nice music scene for the most part. I mean, yeah, we're just, it's a lot of positive people around.
It's just fun to hear people singing about St. Louis, so it's just exciting for me. But, that was one I really liked, so all those are the record and the EP and the single are all available at the defeatedcounty.bandcamp.com. Go on there and buy yourself a copy, or stream them on there and things.
Yeah.
So check those out. We played a couple acoustic songs today, and you said some of these were newer songs.
Yeah, those are actually all new songs that have not been recorded yet. We have played them out a few times at our new shows, and we've been rehearsing them forever, but they're new to being recorded, and they've only been played out a few times, and we're pretty, I'm really into our new stuff. A lot of it's a little bit ballady, but it's also a little bit more pop, and I like it. Yeah. I like it.
I guess that's hoping to record here again soon, or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we just released our full-length Bar Tabs and Baby Names last October.
Right.
And so we're still kind of in the tail end of pushing that a little bit. We have a music video related to that album coming out, and we're still doing a few final touches with that album. Press and promotion before we start recording, but we're getting there. I think we've got an EP's worth of material that it'd be nice to get down.
Very cool. Yeah. You mentioned the music video. That'll be December 2nd.
Yeah.
Over at KDHX, the stage over there, which is a beautiful room. Like I've only been once, and that was blanking on her name now. It'll come to me later. Sorry.
That's okay.
It's
a great listening room, though.
Hannah Aldridge. There it is.
There, yeah.
I saw her did a solo acoustic show kind of thing.
Cool.
And it was just really neat. It was fun, too. Like, I think her battery or something went out in her guitar.
Oh, no.
And something along the lines, but... It was like cutting out, and she just said screw it and like unplugged it, and then like just, and then she like came out in the crowd and like played in the middle of the room and stuff, and like it was just a really cool moment.
That's
like,
awesome.
Yeah, so it was just really a unique experience for that one show and stuff. So
yeah,
that was so yeah, it's a great room over there on Wash Ave, and you can come.
Yeah.
Come check it out. So you guys will be debuting the music video.
Yeah, and then we're also going to go ahead and collect just our favorite St. Louis music videos, because so many bands here right now are producing just amazing music videos.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of people helping out with them. You've got Bill Streeter, obviously. Brian with Blip Blap Videos, and then we in particular, we worked with Matt Basler of Talk to do our video, and he's doing a lot of those now, and just great, just really high quality work. And I just feel like so many people in St. Louis have started making such awesome music videos to go with their awesome music, and so we're gonna show bunch of those along with ours, and then we're gonna play a little show.
Very cool. Brian and Matt are both friends of the show, and
great talented guys.
Sure.
Matt was so good to work with on our video too. It's animated, so that puts a lot of pressure on the producer, on Matt, because he's basically just got to take these big leaps of faith that he's gonna do all this work, and I'm not gonna come back at him and be like, No, that's. But it's good, you know. Matt really listens and really has. I kind of gave him a few vague ideas, and he pulled together this whole concept and storyline for our video, and it was amazing.
Did he try to talk you into putting some peeps in it?
No. He did convince me. I'm not gonna give away the end of our music video, but he did convince me to end it sadder.
Because
when he first told me his initial plan, I was like, "No, that's too sad. We have to make it happier."
Yeah.
But then once he showed it to me his way, I was like, "Yeah, you're right. It should make people cry."
Yeah, he. I think he's kind of got it. The market kind of cornered with the peeps music videos
probably show some of those.
They're great. He does some wonderful work over there with
phrase. No, it makes me really sad for the peeps.
Rest in peace, peeps. I love those guys. Talk and Matt and Brian and Spencer, they're all good guys.
They are such good guys.
And then, there's another guy, Brandon Sloan of Dancing Shoes Productions, who's been doing a lot of really great work. Shot a video for Al Holiday and the East Side Rhythm Band recently, and Miss Molly Sims.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's been just doing a lot of really awesome videos as well locally. So.
Oh, yeah. Also, Caitlin Ferguson, Fergus. Sorry, Caitlin. She did the new Cave of Swords video, which is so amazing.
Right on.
The Cave of Swords Blameless music video is definitely a local video everybody should go check out if they have not already.
Sure. Yeah, it's just that's a lot of, again, with the show for me is being able to talk about all this kind of stuff, showcasing several different things, not just the music, but there was people, we got the music videos, we have the, you mentioned your sound engineer and everybody. It's not always just the band, it's the people that help make us, it all work, we all have to work together, so.
And in St. Louis, there's really, it's so wonderful here because there is so much creative support from musicians and other artists and all that type of thing, but there is a lot of money in our scene. Right. There's not a lot of industry in our scene, and that has its blessings and its curses, but one of the curses is that there's not a lot of money to go around, so just the amount of talent that everybody is producing right now with bands, with records, with music videos is being done more affordably than it could have ever possibly been done before. Sure. Because so many of these people are just doing it. Yeah, of course, we need to make money, but just also just a great love for what you do. And that's just such, it's really good to feel that sense of community. And if I could do one thing with the scene, it would just be to like extend it and have more people that aren't musicians and artists and have better jobs be as interested in us as we are as in ourselves, because I think we've got a lot of great things going on. Sure. Here.
Yeah, I'm constantly trying to show people all the fun we're having out here, because like there's no reason more people shouldn't be involved in it. There's a lot of really super talented people out playing music in this town right now, and it's just exciting times to be in St. Louis, I think. Mm-hmm. Are you originally from St. Louis?
Yeah, St. Louis area.
Yeah.
I went to high school in Kirkwood.
There you go.
If that was one of your questions.
Yeah, I've
lived in South City about 11 years now.
Okay. Yeah, I live a little outside of town, like I said, in Wentzville, but I've always obviously called St. Louis home.
So. Yeah.
Along with the music video, you will be doing a solo show coming up. That's going to be on Thursday.
Yeah.
It's November 10th at Heavy Anchor with Matt Woods.
Yeah, he's from Nashville. I haven't gotten a chance to meet him yet, but the people at the Anchor have had him there before, mm-hmm. and say he's just very nice, very talented, and I'm excited for that show.
Yeah.
It'll be my last solo one for a long time.
Okay. Yeah, I met Matt with, he came in and opened up for Joey Kneiser at the Off-Broadway.
Cool.
And did his set, and we got talking afterwards, and real nice guy, great songwriter, bought his record, and he's got some really good stuff on there.
Yeah.
He's got a brand new record, and that's why he's back in town. So,
oh, great.
So yeah, I get to hear a whole new batch of songs and
I'm really excited to hear him some more.
So why is this going to be the last solo?
And the Defeated County show on the 2nd will be our last show for a long time, too. I just need to take some time off to figure out some health, money, house stuff.
Yeah, right.
Predominantly health stuff. I need to get some vocal surgery and stuff done. Yeah. And that'll take how long it takes. You can't rush. I don't want to have any pressure to rush healing first at a certain point. I don't want to have some kind of date I have to be healed by, because mm-hmm. that it doesn't work that way.
Sure. Hopefully everything will be okay. I don't know. You sounded great when you were singing.
Thanks.
Today.
Like, yeah, it'll be. It's not. It's under management. Sure. Right now.
Yeah. But yeah, that's something that definitely has to be a concern. I know like it's something a lot of people, singers especially, deal with. So yeah, you have to.
Yeah, take all care musicians of really just we should really all be taking as good of our bodies as we can, because that's how we make our lives.
Right.
And I really can't stress that enough, especially because a lot of career musicians, you know, we don't really have retirement plans. We're lucky if we have health insurance. So just taking care of yourself, drinking enough water, holding yourself in good posture, mm-hmm. all of that stuff is really, really, really important.
Yeah.
Musicians out there. That's yeah. what my mom, Langen Mom Pants, say.
So, who do you have any big influences that you like to consider that like got you to want to write these songs and stuff? I mean, like, do you have writers?
Probably that... The Replacements, yeah. In particular, the album Tim is huge to me. Here Comes a Regular is one of the first things I learned to cover, and a lot of the way I have on our first EP, there's actually a song that I wrote sort of based on like a character in a replacement song definitely when I first started songwriting, it would be whatever chords and progressions I was using and stuff would be based on whatever I had learned to cover. So I feel like they just automatically had a big influence on me that right. way.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a lot of people start is they start covering somebody and then you figure out how to sort of transition from that and make it your own sound and mm-hmm. stuff. So, yeah, I obviously a lot of people pick out their favorite bands and start playing those songs. And
yeah,
stuff.
And I definitely, like, when I was real little, grew up on Simon and Garfunkel and Carole King and Joni Mitchell. And, you know, my mom was very big on the real songwriters of the 60s. So that was kind of cool to get to, kind of has helped me, I'm sure, with my songwriting too.
Yeah. Did they play at all?
My dad plays some bass and church music. And my mom has a beautiful singing voice, but they don't really play out yeah. anymore.
Yeah. My dad played a little bit or still occasionally does, plays harmonica and guitar and,
nice.
And things, but, yeah, I've never had anything to tell me to pick up the guitar or do any of that, like, to start playing, so maybe one of these days. I always thought harmonica would be cool. I like the sound, I like the blues, I like a lot of it, and plus it's very portable, obviously, and mm-hmm. so be pretty convenient, I think. So maybe one day I'll learn. My buddy Phil Wright locally plays a lot of harmonica around town, and
cool.
Maybe I'll talk him into teaching me yeah. one day or something.
Or just get a few keys, get a few different harmonica keys, and start going and, you know, start practicing along with music.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. That's one thing. Like, I don't even know how to, like, blows my mind that these, like, somebody like is gonna jump in with a band and play and figure it out, and like, because I don't know, I have no idea how any of that works, like, even, you know, reading music or, you know, rhythm and tempo and all the, you know, all the stuff like that, like, but it, talking to a lot of these musicians, like, it just, that's why it fascinates me so much that these, for them it's nothing, like, you know, it's like they've been doing it all their life and everything else, but it's like, me as an outsider to it all.
I even feel that way as sometimes, like, I was a songwriter first and then have gone back and developed musical skills to back that up. And I feel like that sensation too, even being in the music world, I'm still kind of like, oh, okay. What are we doing? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm. That's like, I see all these, but you know, these bands and then somebody will fill in for them and it's like, and they'll learn all their songs in a week or whatever it is or something, you know, it's something like that. And like, or every Wednesday night down at Broadway Oyster Bar, Sean Cannon does a residency down there, and so every week they do a different group of songs mm-hmm. with a different group of band members and stuff for the band, and it's like these guys haven't played before together. I mean, some of them played together, but it's just like, it's not like they've been rehearsing for years or anything.
Yeah.
But they pull off these songs like they've been doing it for years, and that's what blows my mind every week.
It's amazing.
Just like, yeah. They're pros, and they're obviously they've been doing all their lives, but it's still really incredible to see.
Mm-hmm.
So, we were talking about your acoustic songs you played, and that your songwriting and stuff. So you played what was it?
Chemicals and Science.
You know, any stories around that song at all?
I mean, I guess there's a story in all of them. I mean, yeah. It's just a lot of our themes are very much about sort of things that I think a lot of people in our generation struggle with, that we were kind of raised with this idea that if you could just grow up and be a good person, if you just like stayed in school, were a good person, didn't fuck with other people, you know, that your life would basically turn out good.
Sure.
You know, like that, like that you didn't have to worry that much. And sort of, I feel like a lot of us are facing the deep realization and the disappointment that that's not the way the world works, and that right. That hasn't been the way the world works for a very long time, if it ever was. And so there's a lot of that in that song, and yeah. And a lot of just sort of the fear of being left alone in it all.
Yeah, you were telling me also life's a joke, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you challenged yourself with a. To write
Yeah, and others. I think it's a great challenge for everybody to write a song that's at least a minute long, so you can't just be like, bup, 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 bup. That was a song, you know.
Yeah, what's that?
And using only 15 words.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You're listening to Tenacious D at all?
I don't really know much of his stuff.
There's a skit they do in the middle of one of their the record, and they were talking about writing a song, they do this, and he was like, all right, next song. You know, I was like, that's it, one done, next song, and basically the same thing you're saying there, and he's like, occasionally you throw in the bendy, really silly stuff, but just funny to me that you said that.
Mm-hmm.
So you said do you often... do these challenges for yourself and others, or is that something?
No. On and off. Just when a good one strikes me.
Right. Yeah. What were some other ones you...
Oh, I can't even think of one off the top of my head. Right. I know one thing a lot of people do is the song a day challenge, but I have not ever taken that challenge.
Yeah.
I just write when I write.
what do you... do you feel like any... any like certain things help to inspire writing, or like is it just certain days?
Listening to good music, reading good things, experiencing mm-hmm. life. I mean, I don't know. I don't really have any good deep answers about songwriting. Yeah. I wish I did, because I love songwriting and it's really important to me and cathartic and all those things that people say it is, but yeah.
I think you touched on it there though with it, because like there is something about that. I mean, obviously you want to be out playing and you want to do shows and you know even get to the point if you're successful at this, being on the road and everything else and all that kind of things. But it's like, but there's something about that, just living life, you know, it's hard to really, you know, as a write when you're like, you know, always working or, mm-hmm. you know, always doing gigs and always practicing and things.
Yeah.
There's part of that where you let all that go for a minute.
And if you're not getting to listen to new music and read new things and, like, get to have new experiences, then you'll have less material to draw from mm-hmm. inside of you.
Yeah. I've always had this theory, and I've mentioned a few times on here, like just hanging out with an old man for a while, you'd write a hit song. Because, like, it seems like all these old men have, like, some crazy saying or whatever it is, and I'm like that's a hook in a song. That's like, you know, just whatever it is, you know, whatever that their particular line might be. But I was talking to Green McDonough Band the other night. They're a blues group in town, and they got a song called Bone to Pick with You, and I was like, you know, I've heard that a lot of people say that now, obviously, but it's like they made it a song, and it's like so anyway, I just have this theory. I haven't really been able to cash in on it yet, but one of these days I'll find
you'll find the right
saying and stuff. But
I've definitely put things my dad has said into songs before.
Sure. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess, obviously, you know, they probably picked up different sayings from their parents or grandparents or whatever, all these different things, hand-me-down and kind of things, but they get all these sayings, and obviously they're very accurate. They've been, but it's just funny to that they work nicely as in a chorus of a song and stuff. So, but yeah, what I don't know. So hopefully, one day I'll find that song.
Yeah,
and then we'll,
you'll get it.
Yeah,
you'll get it.
Right,
I have faith in you.
So come out on December 2nd. Check out the music video, directed by Mr. Matt Bosler. And yeah, and then you guys are gonna play.
Yeah.
And we're gonna play some more music videos and stuff too. And it should be a nice nice evening over there.
Mm-hmm.
And beautiful room. We got we just at the door, or is tickets available online? Or
tickets are available online. You can also buy them at the door. It's $10.
Okay. And then, that's I would like to say I will be there, but that's also
it happens.
My wife's birthday.
Well, that's pretty important. Yeah, that's pretty important.
It's her 30th birthday, and I'm sure I will be that's in big important. Trouble if
yeah.
I'm
not. No, so. I don't expect you there. No worries.
But
If it's not your wife's birthday,
right.
You should come out.
Yeah, but I'm definitely excited about the video, though. So I'm guessing soon after it'll make the rounds on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah. It's really hard to not share it already.
That'll be exciting. I'm excited to see some more Matt's work and then what you guys all came up with together. And
yeah.
What's the song? Do you ever
Gonna Be Damned?
Yeah,
Gonna Be Damned. And it's kind of the title of our full-length CD that it's from, Bar Tabs and Baby Names.
Yeah.
Sort of comes from that song. We sort of wanted to make it our single, mm-hmm. you know, for whatever that is
sure.
when you're at our level. But it says shit in it too many times.
Oh.
So I was like, well, we'll make a music video.
Yeah. I ask a lot of the. I mean, it's still, even though we aren't getting the radio spins or whatever to call it a single, but it's still. I still like to ask what the singles are and things too for
yeah.
all bands, even though I still call them singles.
I mean they are.
Sure. Yeah. So then they can get a hold of Defeated County on your Facebook page.
Yeah, we're on the Facebook, the Twitter, Instagram, all that stuff. The best way to listen to our music, I think, though, is Bandcamp.
Yeah.
I think that's the best way.
I agree. I think it seems to be most user-friendly for me. Like, I just like the layout of it
all. And you can stream it free, or if you'd like, buy it.
Right. And you can order physical copies there,
mm-hmm.
too. And so that's, yeah, it's nice to, it's all, like I said, very nice website, I think. So check it out, defeatedcounty.bandcamp.com. And how often do people mess that up? Is it Defeated Country?
Oh, yeah, now? People want to call it the Defeated Country a lot, a lot. And, like, I think it's because they think, like, the name is smarter than it is, because I just was kind of like, the Defeated County sounds cool.
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound cool, guys? We're in college, Defeated County. But the Defeated Country, I believe, would be a reference to, like, France during World War II or something. So I think people just think that we're being smarter and more political than we are, and that's why they confuse it.
Right. Yeah, is it so? It's just something that you thought sounded cool. Huh?
Yeah, it really, I mean,
that's funny to me. Like, I ask a lot about names, but it's just funny to me that obviously some are you know have a lot of thought and you know stories behind them and things, and some are just they sound cool. So
yeah,
you know, that's kind of where we're at with Rock Paper Podcast. Like when we,
it sounds cool.
Yeah,
it does.
Sure.
Yeah.
So. But yeah, so check out all that. Check out the video coming soon to YouTube and all that. And you know, of course, you can come up to the premiere and release party December 2nd, KDHX, the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come see Langan on November 10th solo Thursday night over at the Heavy Anchor with Max. Another great spot. Heavy Anchor's a nice room.
I love the Heavy Anchor.
I've actually been on stage at the Heavy Anchor once.
Nice.
I was a part of the Loser show.
Oh, that was real fun.
Yeah. So I was a part of the very first episode of that. So, but yeah, good times over there. And yeah, we'll close this out with some songs. Thank you
so much for having me on.
I really appreciate this. So, yeah, have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.
There must be more. Chemicals and science balancing our diets, counting our carbs, our lines, hoping not to die, crossing our fingers, our hearts, hoping not to die. Hey, where'd everybody go? Tell me there's more than the guessing and the trying and praying into silence, counting our sins, our lies, hoping not to die. Crossing our fingers, our hearts, hoping not to die. Hey, now where the fuck you go? They seem, some girls are very, very mean, and some girls aren't as easy as you think. Some girls are tricky, just like me, and you'll never see me coming till the blood's already running. No, you'll never see me coming till your blood's already running. Some boys aren't as clever as they think. Some boys are very, very easy. And with cleavage and a couple of drinks, they'll think awful, awful things. So they'll never see me come in till their blood's already running. No, they'll never see me come in till their blood's already running. Don't you have a daughter just my age? Of course, why should that be your cage? And wouldn't you like to step outside? Take my picture. Oh, Wayne, you changed your mind. Too late, you didn't see me coming. Now your blood's already running. No, you'll never see me coming. So your blood's already running. You'll never see me coming. You'll never see me coming. You'll never see me coming. So your blood's already running. Life's a joke and it's funny when you laugh. Life's a joke and it's funny when you laugh. Life's a joke and it's funny, oh so funny, funny, funny. Life's a joke, but it's funny if you laugh. Life's a joke, but it's funny if you laugh. Life's a joke, but it's funny, oh so funny, funny, funny. When you laugh.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Rock, paper, podcast.
Well, yeah, that was it.